Muslims are required to live a balanced life in which they neither fool themselves that they can take wrong advantage of Allah's mercy by doing as they please, nor do they lose so much hope in Allah's mercy that they give up trying to go to Jannah. Both these extremes are major sins in Islam. Shaitan tempts us to sins in hope that after sinning many times, we finally won't bother asking Allah for forgiveness. A Muslim must believe firmly that no matter how much they have sinned, the mercy and love of Allah is still limitless and Allah is still waiting to forgive someone if they turn back to Him. To despair in Allah's mercy is a sign of disbelief. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, "And do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people." Despair in Allah's mercy brings a state of utter hopelessness. A person imagines himself or herself as definitely going to hell, and therefore they see no benefit in praying or doing any good or keeping away from any sin or evil. Thereafter, they start thinking that they might as well enjoy as much worldly pleasure as possible, since they are definitely not going to make it to heaven and Allah won't ever forgive them. It doesn't matter how many times in life you already made a promise to Allah not to sin and fell into the sin again. Never lose hope that Allah will still forgive you. The only condition is that when you do istighfar, always be sincere as possible. The Holy Quran says to us not to despair of Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Despair in Allah is not just when we sin. Sometimes people despair when they are in trouble. By their nature, when things are going well in life, people feel Allah is on their side. But when they are tested through trials, they lose hope and think Allah has abandoned them and no longer care about them. When you have a great need and you pray to Allah desperately, but your prayers are not answered immediately, you must trust that there is a reason for it that you may realize one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "It may be that you dislike a thing while it is good for you. Maybe that you love a thing while it is evil for you. Allah knows and you do not know." Finally, remember that du'as and repentance, tawbah, are cords that connect us to Allah. When we despair, we cut this cord. It is for this reason that despair is such a major sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Quran, "And when my servant asks about me, then surely I am very near. I answer the prayer of the one who calls out when he calls on me."